Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, November 9th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Kenya's famine situation worsens. Believers are mobilizing. The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is being broadcast this weekend via satellite, and a new television special explores the faith message in the U.S. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Kenya, where an extended dry season means over 2 million people could face starvation in the near future. The bite of famine is hard felt by Compassion International as well. Compassion's Kenya director, Ben Omolo.
6 of our 9 clusters are adversely affected. We have responded to 17 projects in these 6 clusters which were extremely desperate. We have gone ahead and given them support for 1 month. What the projects have done in other areas is to increase the frequency of support.
Omolo says the help they're requesting is an investment into both the present and the future.
We show our love not only to the children that are Compassion Assisted, but to the community as a whole. We focus on prayer and dependency on God, so that it is very clear that we are waiting on God and that the love of Christ is expressed through the support that comes from our friends and the international community.
Next, Open Doors with Brother Andrew is calling on Christians to pray for over 200 million suffering believers during the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church this Sunday. It's a day of prayer and support for our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted for their faith in Christ. Brother Andrew says,
our hope, of course, that it will not be restricted to that one Sunday, but that every Sunday, indeed every day, will be a day of prayer for those who are not as fortunate as we with all that much liberty and knowledge and Bibles and so on.
Brother Andrew says most Christians don't know what's going on around the world.
We don't really want to know, because that means that I then have to apply scripture that if one member suffers, the whole body suffers, and that we must take the same care of one another, as the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12.
Mission Network News will broadcast the IDOP event this Sunday. Call this radio station to find out when it'll air. You're listening to Mission Network News. Visual mediums have the power to influence and inspire millions across the globe. The phenomenon of the Passion of the Christ sparked a revival of sorts. With that in mind, Evangelist Sammy Tippett is excited about their most recent project.
The Platinum Television Group came to us, and they were wanting to do a special on Christianity, because of what they see happening in our culture here in the West. And one of the parts of that special they wanted to do about the outreach, what's happening around the world with Christianity.
Tippett explains why Platinum contacted their ministry.
They felt like what we're doing to reach into some of these difficult and dark areas of the world was something that the American public was not aware of and needed to be made aware of. And so for us, this is very helpful to really let people know what we're doing.
This month, Platinum will air the Faith program on PAX TV in Texas, Georgia, and Louisiana. Meanwhile, the Passion of the Christ has been out for months, and many Muslims are watching. According to reports, Muslims believe the film was an anti-Jewish movie, and it's broken movie records across the region. In Egypt, it became the greatest seller ever. The misinformation enticed many Muslims to see Christ's passion, and they're beginning to ask questions. Muslim audiences have been shocked by the love your enemies and forgiveness message. Pray that many will come to Christ as a result. And a NASA engineer is finding more fulfillment these days providing water to Kenyans rather than developing a water transfer system for the International Space Station. James Holt didn't know that short-term mission trips would convince him to be a full-time missionary. But that's exactly what's happened. He did a search on the internet and found that Africa Inland Mission had a need for an engineer at AIM Tech, their technical support team. Now he's not looking back. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video of my upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It can't help but encourage your church to get involved in orphan outreach. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.